You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. Over the last 200 days of legislative session, Fresno businessman and now freshman Congressman TJ Cox has brought the House Committee on Natural Resources chair to the Valley for a water tour, co-sponsored Valley Fever legislation, and thrown his support behind a number of Democratic Party agenda items. Last weekend, he held an open house at a new district office in Selma.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
I met the congressman there to learn more about his efforts on the Hill and get his thoughts looking to 2020, since former Congressman David Valadao has announced he will run again for the seat. We start, though, by talking about who came out to the open house.
Well, I can tell you, we can sum it up with the Republican mayor that was here, who said, you know, TJ, I've seen you more in 6 months than I saw the other guy in 6 years.
That's definitely a theme of people that I've spoken to out here who kind of said that it's great there's an office here. There wasn't an office here before. And then I also want to turn to some of the legislation you have been pushing forward. You talked a little bit up there about water. You talked about helping farmers, healthcare costs, and things like that. One thing I've been covering lately is the trade war and tariffs and how that's affecting farmers. Can you talk a little bit about what you've been working on to maybe ease that burden, especially for those in the Central Valley who are growing things like almonds and, stone fruit, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just on two fronts. We had Raul Grijalva, the chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee, out here over Memorial Day weekend for 3 days to take a look at water infrastructure and our water infrastructure needs. And he left with a renewed sense of what we need here. He said it was eye-opening, and thank you so much. And he's got a pledge to work together with me on water infrastructure, making sure that all of our communities in our ag industry have access to clean, fresh drink water and a resilient water supply. With regard to the trade issues, this president, I don't know if there's anybody who's ever been worse for California ag. The tariffs, which are really taxes by another word, have been devastating to us. You know, there's a walnut farmer here today who her income has been cut by 2/3. The president said, hey, today that these taxes are going to make farmers whole. The trade mitigation payments that they've been getting have been pennies on the dollar. Now, farmers want trade, not aid. And so we've been working on what's really called the USMCA, which is really NAFTA too. There's some particulars that need to be finalized with regard to worker protections to make sure that U.S. jobs are protected and they remain high paying with benefits, environmental protections, and certainly, you know, things that aren't related to ag, but things like bringing down the cost of prescription drugs, which are all very important. We get those things finalized and we're going to have ourselves a deal.
I'm curious, is USMCA something that you're planning on supporting?
Yes. As soon as we get those, those very important worker protections, environmental protections, and some of these other things like bringing down the cost of prescription drugs. But it's so important for us because I can go out to, to dairies and farms and speak to them directly and they say, we passed this and I can expand by, by 20%, by 25%. I can hire more people. I can buy more equipment. This is such a positive. But the way it is now, it's been devastating, this trade war, particularly for California ag.
I want to also talk about water. Farmers always want more, always feel that they're not getting enough, especially because it's like the argument gets pitted as fish versus farms and things like that. What are you working on to help farmers on that front?
Yeah, well, the simple thing to show them is, you open up a tap and, discolored water or water with an odor comes out and you pour it in a glass and say, hey, would you like to drink this? This is what the people I represent are asked to do. Nobody would do that. Access to clean, fresh drinking water here in California is a human right. But we've been working on legislation and we're going to be introducing a pretty substantive water bill here very shortly that is going to provide more storage, above ground, below ground storage, more conveyance, really. When we have water like we do this year, lots of water, it's so important to get that out to the places where it's needed so we can recharge our aquifers. And so we really need that distribution. And then the distribution systems to take the surface water and get that out to our communities because that's the best water.
I want to jump topics for a quick second. And you've also, I've noticed, co-sponsored a lot of legislation regarding immigration, helping families at the border. And there is a lot of immigration in the Central Valley. Can you talk about why you've chosen to prioritize that, speak up on a lot of those issues?
There is a young man who I met with a couple months ago now, actually. He is undocumented. He takes care of his brothers and sisters. He gets up in the morning and goes and works in the fields. He goes to school in the afternoon, and then he works another job at night. And before he leaves in the morning, he tells his brothers and sisters, don't be afraid if I don't come home, because he's afraid of getting picked up and maybe being deported, and his brothers and sisters wouldn't know where he is. It's fighting for, you know, the people that are actually contributing to our economy and to our communities that deserve to be recognized for those contributions. You know, more so, we know that anybody here in the U.S., I think we all agree, should be here legally on one hand. And the other hand, and I've said it before, you know, you talk to any farmer, any business, and they'll tell you, you know, we've got a real problem with immigration or with immigrants. We don't have enough of them, right? And what we're talking about naturally are legal immigrants, and so we need to have that system that's going to allow us to meet our workforce needs. It's not going to separate families. It's going to provide certainty in the future, and certainly a program that's not going to end up with kids being put in cages.
I cannot get out of here without asking a 2020 election question. I know David Valadao has announced that he wants to run again for this seat, and I don't know, what went through your head when you heard that?
It's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to illustrate what we've been doing about the Republican farmer who said, you know, TJ, I gotta tell you, I didn't vote for you, but I think you're doing a good job. About the young woman who I described earlier who said, I finally feel like there's somebody that cares about me. It's about this young man who's getting up and working hard every day. I want to make a positive difference in his life. And so we continue to work hard. And as I said earlier to the crowd, I'm here to work for you. I work for you and my entire team in D.C. and here in the district. We all have that same mission. We work for the people of the 21st Congressional District.
And now that it's August recess and you're not constantly flying back and forth to the Beltway, do you have what's in store for this month for you?
Did you say recess? Is that we're certainly here in the district, and it's so nice to be back home and really be able to spend time and more, I want to say, quality time, like we're having this morning, a couple hours. I was at a VFW breakfast this morning. I was able to spend time with a lot of veterans. Thank you so much for all they did and have done. Spend time with all the people that came today, and I think there's maybe 100 people here, right? It was packed, as you saw. And really to, you know, to once again, to listen to what people are concerned about, their issues. It's great to be out in the community and talk to the people that I represent.
Awesome. Well, Congressman TJ Cox, thank you so much for taking the time on your not quite recess time in August.
It's always a pleasure.